And all who come a talk and me say, all who come a chat and them I'm a rasta man and that's a fact.
Le Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonniers et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonnières en se concentrant sur les racines de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonnières et leurs amis et familles. Vous pouvez nous appeler Collect de la prison de Bordeaux et de la prison Rivière-des-Prairies en composant le numéro 514-876-3748. Encore une fois, c'est 514-876-3748 pour les appels Collect. On a aussi un numéro normal qui est 438-337-8423. N'hésitez pas à appeler ce numéro et à nous laisser un message avec des nouvelles à partager sur l'émission ou un message audio pour vos proches à l'intérieur.
Good morning, it's your boy Oki Freshwater, and you are now listening to the Morning Detour with Wizzy and K on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Do, but you're not going to bully me. You're not going to stop me because my mother made me believe in myself. No matter how many people tell me, stop believing in yourself. Stop saying what you can do. Stop affirming what you're going to do and then completing that in real life. That's the improper way to do it. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up in the way that they control people with low self-esteem, with improper information, with branding, with marketing. I refuse to...
Good morning, Montreal. This is the Morning Detour. Welcome.
Sick and tating on me, I ain't used to that. Know a couple people want to shoot for that. I say no, 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 chill, it ain't no need for that. Them niggas trying to blow and they need me for that. And if it work for them, well, shit, I'm cool with that. Plus how they feel, I ain't got shit to do with that. I just sit back on cool and watch my paper stack. And trip off how much bread them crackers take from that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been a long time since I have felt this way about something, but now, but now, I'm controlling my mind. The days are warm, the nights are cool, the lost is found, I'm found. Lord knows I need something to fill this void. Lord knows I need something to fill this void. Lord knows I need something to fill this void. Lord knows I need something to fill this void.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hell yeah, boy, I'm a damn millionaire now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, no, they can't tell me shit now, boy, hell no, man. Got my first $1 million check. I'm got lit, boy. You crazy as hell. Hold up, this is my phone real quick. This is my aunt. Uncle Sam is shoot. What's up, aunt? Yup. Hell yeah, I told you that check was coming in. I got you when it came in. Damn, I'm a man of my word. Damn, I told you I'ma have it. Damn, I'ma have it for you. Hell. Damn right. But how much was it, though? Huh? Huh? Half, nigga, you crip, boy, you crazy, you better say half my due.
I pay taxes, so much taxes, don't make sense. Where do my dollars go? You see, lately I ain't been convinced. I guess they say my dollars supposed to build roads and schools, but my nigga can barely graduate, they ain't got the tools. Maybe cause the tax dollars that I make sure I send get spent hiring some teachers that don't look like them. And the curriculum be tricking them dollars I spend. Got us learning about the heroes with the whitest of skin. skin. One thing about the men that's controlling the pen that write history, they always seem to white out their sins. Maybe we'll never see a black man in the White House again. I write a check to the IRS, my pockets get slim. Damn, do I even have a say about where it's going? Some old and older told me to start voting. I said democracy is too slow. If I'm giving y'all this hard-earned bread, I wanna know. Better yet, let me decide. Just 2018, let me pick the things I'm funding from an app on my screen. Better that than letting whack congressmen I've never seen dictate where my money goes. Straight into the palms of some money-hungry company that make guns that circulate the country and then wind up in my hood making bloody clothes. Straight bullet hit a young boy with a snotty nose. From the concrete, he was probably rose. Now his body froze and nobody knows what to tell his mother. He did good at the white man's schools, unlike his brother who was lost in the streets all day, not using rubber. So right now he got two on the way, still sleep on covers in his mama house. She can't take this shit no more, she want him out. On the morning of the funeral, just as she's walking out, wiping tears away, grabbing her keys and sunglasses, she remembered that she gotta file her taxes. Damn.
That was J. Cole Brackets, yeah, on the number one morning show, The Morning Detour. Let's switch up the vibes just a little bit. Dimension, Skepta, Rima.
When it be drops, I dig
out. It's tax Friday, baby. This is The Morning Detour. We on Friday.
The place where I come from be another dimension. Nobody will look my face when I dig on my own. I've been on the road for a long time. Tryna get a bread so my family goes survive. Some of my brothers stay with this half time. They wanna be free, they don't wanna see the sunlight.
Man, it's getting ugly, still I look for the beauty. Girls selling the coochie for the Gucci. All I see is good girls trying to show love. Same time, all these groupies acting bougie. I came in the game like, yo, excuse me. Shout out my OGs and shout out my juvies. Get robbed for your carty with a little Uzi. Brothers shooting clips like an action movie. And I know it seems stupid, but brothers ain't seen no love, they need Cupid. Even though we're winning, we're still sinning. And this ain't gonna change overnight, it's deep-rooted. Flashbacks of dead bodies and gunshots. Last time I see my brother's face was a mugshot. PTSD will leave permanent scars. Can't lie, man, I ain't the same brother that I once was.
When the beat drops, all the girls wanna sing along. Me, I gotta give them the vibe to the kingdom come.
Taught to listen to my elders. I can hear the youths cry, I'm feeling so helpless. Open up my third eye, I'm feeling so selfless. It's the same old story, different occasion. Nigerian, Ghanaian, Jamaican, Ugandan, Congolese and Abasian. You could be a star or you could end up a patient. Got a mind that you step, blood on the pavement.
Bad man, don't threaten me. You know Vicky who don't die before. Father, forgive me my sins. I remember so the things I've done. Please put me under your wings. I see the dream in my mind, them live long. Cause many want quench the fire. Jala gon' take us higher. When the beat drops, all the girls wanna sing along. Me, I go, they give them the vibe till the kingdom come. The place where I come from be another dimension. Nobody may look my face when I dey on my own.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
All right. Good morning, Montreal. Listen, we ain't gonna start none until we say, look, we not. You see, you got a smile on your face. It is tax time. The deadline is today. It's today. Get your money right, boy. What a year 2020 has been, boy. People lost their job. People's on furlough. Who even made money besides Facebook? I don't know what's going on, people. But today, if this is a shock to you, I know you're getting the kids ready. I know you're coming off of the overnight. I know some of y'all is in public transport. Make sure you spend your $350 wisely. I know some of y'all is getting the kids ready. Y'all getting that coffee at Starbucks. Today is the deadline to submit your tax return for 2020. Oh boy, Montreal, this is the number one morning show in the city, The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Wheezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. I'm alongside the illustrious, the community queen, Larina PR. How you doing this morning, queen?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
I'm feeling great. I'm seeing a lot more sun now. Lego says it's looking positive. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we'll discuss that in the news. Larina, before I start the show, this morning's show is brought to you by B Condoms for the Culture. B Condoms is the only black-owned condom company. The condoms are odorless, vegan-friendly, organic. It's thinner than your average condom as well. So it's very important, and a portion of every sale from every product that B Condom does, it goes back to educating the black community about safe sex, about teen pregnancy, about STIs. So it's a very beautiful company. It's called bcondoms.com for the culture. So today's show is brought to us by B Condoms. It's a beautiful initiative by our friend of the show, Jason Panda, over there in the States. So things are going on, Lolo. And as well, man, we have a jam-packed show this morning. We have Jam of the Week, Montreal's own King of the Music, Mr. Nate Husser and Mick Jenkins. They have a hot new track called Teriyaki, so I'm going to play that a little later on in the show. DJ Moonwan in the building, of course. And we have a big, you know, once a month, people, we have to talk about financial literacy. So we have financial advisor Louis Pierre. He's here to do another segment of Smart Money. This week, Larina, we're talking about credit score. You know, what is a credit score? How could you fix your existing credit score? And how can you improve on your existing credit score as well? So very, very informative. So look out for that, people. But Lolo, how could we forget one of our biggest supporters from day one for the Morning Detour, the Running With Wolf Project, the Crown Project as well. Our friend of the show, Shondell, was his birthday the other day. DG yeah. Kicks. Oh, boy, Shondell, boy. Lolo, boy, me and you, we got stories of Shondell going to St. Lucia. I've been to Grenada with him, Dominican Republic, a great dude. But more importantly, he's a black entrepreneur. He has a beautiful store down there in NDG on Fielding, 6714 Fielding, called DG Kicks. The one-stop shop for footwear and streetwear, urban footwear and streetwear. Listen, man, 11, 12 years. This guy started from selling from a gym bag. Then he was in the garage. Then he got the first store on Fielding. Then he got the whole corner all by himself. Black entrepreneur. We're going to give him his flowers early today on the Morning Detour. So, Shondell, brother, happy belated birthday. Born day, king, we salute
definitely
you.
Happy birthday.
You know what I mean? So that's DG Kicks down there in NDG, 6714 Fielding. If you're looking for some hot shoes, some hot gear, he's the leader in urban footwear and streetwear as well. Oh, quick shout out, you know, because every week I keep forgetting to do this. Friend of the show, Bucky, D Electric, he always posts him in his van listening to the Morning Detour. Shout out to my man, Bakai, man. If you're listening right now, I salute you. Myself and Larina, man, thank you for the support, man. We love everybody that listens to the show. People, keep filming the videos, man. Let's keep pushing this now. Everyone should know about the Morning Detour on Friday. It's a shame we can't do this Monday to Friday, Larina. But you know what? You take what you get and you make it the best you can. But D Electric, Bucky, I salute you. So if you guys are looking for a black electrician, he's well-versed. He's been in the game for a long time. Another black entrepreneur, Larina, D Electric. So what did you do during the week, Larina? What was going on your end?
During the week is it's work, it's classes. That's basically it.
I went for a run again, Larina. I almost lost my back. But that's the other there. That 7K is killing me, boy. Boy, I want to talk to you guys about something particular this morning. Larina, what was your fondest memory when you were in college? You and I, we both went to Champlain St. Lambert College. We're graduates of Champlain St. Lambert College. What was your fondest memory of that experience?
What is that class we took?
what, Vision of Art? No, did we take Vision of Art together? What did we take?
No, I can't remember the name of that class, but we sat in the back of class. It was the teacher that did it for me. I can't remember, but he was a joy. He had his own little quirks and stuff, and his sayings. He was a highlight for me. That was a highlight.
Yeah, so if you people don't know, a lot of colleges have these different clubs, and you know the clubs identify different ethnic groups or different people prerogative. Like I was part of the radio club at Champlain St. Lambert, but I was also part of the black club. And for me, Larina, coming from Montreal and going to school in South Shore, it was good to be around like-minded people as we go through this college experience together. And for me, Larina,
Yo, that Black Club at Shamus Salama was instrumental, man. The jokes we had, the characters, the mix of personalities. You have guys from the ball team, girls from the South Shore, people from abroad. It was great. You know, you had the gaming club, the club for clubs. So the club that planned all the parties for the school. And so, yo, they had all the video games. But it's important for, you know, especially us Black folk pursuing higher education, you know, to have these kind of clubs where we kind of decompress from our day, from our school day, kind of find, you know, it's another resource point too with a like-minded individual. But look at the madness that's going on at John Abbott Arena. So stand up for Black Student Union's unrifled suspension at John Abbott College. So on April 22nd, the Black Student Union Club of John Abbott College was suspended for failing to comply with a newly created bylaw in the SUJAC. The SUJAC is the Student Union of the College Club Manual, stating that no club could have the word union in their title. And there could only be one union, the Student Union of the College. The bylaw in question was added to the club manual as a reprimand to the Black Student Union Club after they met with the members of the school administration to discuss the issue of systemic racism within the John Abbott College, which is a predominantly white institution. So Black Student Union members were asked several times to change their name. However, they unanimously, as they should, agreed to keep the name Black Student Union. But on April 22nd, the BSU executive members were given an ultimatum: change the club name or lose the club budget and their status as a John Abbott College club. Black Student Union executive members chose the latter. What is going on at John Abbott? So hold on. So let me get this straight. Let me do it. The Black Student Union meet with representatives to talk about systemic racism, you know, to talk about inclusivity within this predominantly white college institution. And their response is like, you know what? We're going to be tic-tac. We're going to tic-tac. We're going to create this new bylaw, you know, to just give you guys more stress, to give you guys more problems. How do you kind of fare on this, Lumina? Is it inbounds or out of bounds? Do you think the school is justified? Because any bylaw could be written out, could be amended, could be changed. It's not written in stone. It's not the Ten Commandments, John Abbott. What's going on?
No, I think, I mean, I don't agree with it. Because if you look at every school has a Black Student Union.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to realize there's only a small portion of us in schools, right? So I don't know. I feel better when I'm surrounded by people that understand what I'm going through.
True, true.
They come from the same background as me. We're able to do things like events and stuff that cater to our culture, right? So we're able to, you know, navigate through higher education more comfortably.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have an HBCU here in Montreal. So we need these little outlets for us to really engage in and create community. So I think it's really weird that all of a sudden after the meeting, they want to go ahead and say the name. Like, what does that do? I feel like they just said, like, basically, we just don't want you guys to have a group.
Yeah. You guys are going down too much down that Malcolm X road. You guys are too reactionary. We do not want to hear from you guys. Just be quiet and just be Black in the corner. But people, we can't do that. Over the past year, the Black Student Union Club has rebranded itself as an activist club by organizing a large number of events such as Systemic Racism Awareness Week, a college-wide minute of silence for victims of slavery, and Black History Month activities. However, it is a meeting with the administration that was apparently a breach of SUJAC's rules for clubs that put them in trouble. So, according to the Black Student Union, for us to be punished over a technicality that could have been resolved by SUJAC is truly hurtful. We are being punished for taking a step toward achieving systemic change, making JAC a more inclusive environment, and pushing to equalize SUJAC and the BSU. Oh, so by disbanding the Black Student Union, SUJAC eliminated the only organization that fought for and amplified Black voices while promoting cultural diversity at JAC. In other words, they silenced Black voices on campus. Now, there is a petition going on. I will put the link on The Morning Detour on the Facebook as well as on our IG, The Morning Detour, because listen, we can't stand for this. They already got thousands of signatures, so people are pushing back against this. Colleges cannot lose their Black clubs, Lorena.
No, not at all. So I'm happy that they're fighting. I hope that they continue to fight. This is giving me very 70s feel. We need the Black Panther Party to come back.
Maybe my mind is crazy, but sometimes I think back to that first time that they desegregated schools. I would have loved me and you to be a part of that first group of four or five Blacks that were able to go to school that first time.
Oh,
he was like, no, we don't grab mad jokes. It's all about pushing the culture, man. John Abbott, you are so wrong for this. man, hopefully they'll be able to fix this issue because, you know, listen, no college should lose their black club. There are black kids that go to school, and they do need like-minded people that look like them, that talk like them, to identify with, just to feel a bit more comfortable within the college experience. So, Montreal, my city, it's tax time. Today is the deadline. It's the morning detour. DJ Moon One is in the building. We have financial advisor Louis Pierre, Smart Money segment coming up later on in the show. So, you know, let's do what we do. This show is brought to you by B Condoms, the only black-owned condom for the culture. It's vegan-friendly, it's paraben, it's thinner than your average condom. You can purchase it at bcondoms.com. This is the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. DJ Moon One in the building. You know I gotta hit you with that new. That Her Come Through featuring Chris Brown. This is the best morning show in the city. We on Fridays. Hey!
Almost missing my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I'll never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide too. On the low, remote location. I don't want them to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tie code. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best life too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, going crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boy. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend he can slide through. On the low, I'm on location. I don't wanna see me get fed. You should come through tonight. If you ask me how I'm feeling, I say yes to going out tonight. Oh, I ain't did that in a minute. Caught it off, oh, I caught it off for you. You're always going on and on. Ask me why, oh, why I'm not with you. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend. On a low, remote location. I don't want them to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tie code. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best life too. On a low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting.
Featuring Wale, Butterflies, the remix. DJ Moon One on the ones and twos. Let's go.
You came into my life and made everything bright again. I was once in a dark place.
First, queen. Call and text and all day. Then we start that season, feeling shame. Then we wasn't on the same page. Then we couldn't read a damn thing. We started off, we had potential. I'm on the road, we ain't got to rush it. Butterfly from a caterpillar. Started flying, started acting different. Looking different in the eyes of me. Went from short thing to a possibly. When it started new, it was absolute. When it started through, it was obsolete. And my heart is gone from your larceny. And it's hard to know you moved on from me. And I heard he made you block all my pages. So the burn is on, I'm like an arsonist. And the heart loves who the heart needs. You can part from me, but still a part of me. And the funny thing, I was your side thing. But I ain't see your wings till quarantine.
Sheesh. You get butterflies.
I still get butterflies, but you can fly.
Crazy how we vibe.
Real side piece vibes.
Even when we fight.
Right.
Show's brought to you by B Condoms.
Deep in, swimming in my feelings. I've been here before, but it feels like I'm drowning, sinking. Am I overthinking? Tell me, am I foolish to think you need me here?
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the premier morning show in the city, The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser, alongside Lorena PR. Now it's about that time for us to do some local and international news. And people, you already know, there's so much things going on, Lorena. Let me begin here, Lolo. So, public officials announced on Tuesday that a 54-year-old woman suffered a fatal blood clot following an AstraZeneca vaccination. Damn. This is the first debt associated to the shot in the country. As Global's Raquel Fletcher explains, while this is a devastating blow to the vaccination campaign, public health officials are encouraging people to keep getting their shots. Well, hold on now. Hold on now. Did I miss something, people?
Nope.
This woman died from the AstraZeneca shot. And you're telling me, the public health officials are telling me, I should still get more shots.
Yes.
Should we revise this shot? Should we do a deeper dive on this shot? Like, what's going on with this AstraZeneca? We spoke about this last week. We spoke about it the week before. We're really iffy about the AstraZeneca. They told us, Lamina. when they say the factions didn't add up, it was a small group. It was a sample size. You cannot marginalize people's lives to just a number. One person or 30 person is still a person's life's loss. So unfortunate for this 50-year-old woman that lost her life. But we're going to turn around. Apparently, here we go again. It's like a seesaw arena. Montreal's curfew will be officially moving back to 9:30 p.m. And see, I never thought I would have lived in a world where the curfew... Well, first of all, we'll have a curfew, and then it'll be kind of like a sliding scale kind of curfew. We're excited for 9:30 p.m. Just leave the damn thing. But here we go. Rejoice on Tuesday. Premier Francois Legault announced that starting Monday, May 3rd, the curfew in Montreal and Laval will move back to 9:30 p.m., with a positive outlook and a fresh haircut, Lorena's boy Legault was optimistic about the recent projections of the COVID-19 pandemic in the province. He goes on to state, our experts tell us that we can be optimistic, but we also need to be careful. Optimistic about what, Mr. Marcel Legault? Like, I don't get it, said the premier. He goes on to say, if we continue like this, we should have a great summer. How? The bars and clubs ain't open. How? So
I feel like it's all planned. Like, I was on a workshop with Karen Civil, and we were saying, like, in Canada, we're on lockdown and curfews. And she was just like, how are y'all behind the U.S.? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I keep seeing all our friends in the U.S. having a grand old time, and we're here in this kind of... I feel like we're like a fish in a fishbowl. I feel like SpongeBob.
Was living the life this weekend. Did you see he was at a party?
Yeah, Jason. They had the mansion. They had the pool party. Me and Lorena had our invitation, but unfortunately we couldn't go because then we'll have to come back and be sequestered to a hotel for 14 days and then rack up a bill. All the tax money gone, Lorena. But that's neither here or there. So for the second day in a row, Quebec registered under 1,000 new COVID-19 cases. But this was April 27th. I digress. So let me give you some more. So then you move on to the next day, April 28th. Quebec reports almost 1,100 new COVID-19 cases, 12 more deaths. Boy, how can a day change, right? So as the COVID-19 health crisis continues, Quebec is reporting 1,094 new cases and 12 more deaths on Wednesday. The vaccination campaign saw another 50,312 shots given for more than 2.9 million to date. The province has also now opened appointments to anyone who is pregnant. So if you're pregnant, you can now get a shot. Please do not get an AstraZeneca shot because we don't know what's going on with that one. So Health Minister Christian Dubé took to social media to say the province is closely monitoring the pandemic's progression, especially in regions where cases are on the rise. He goes on to state that we are starting to see a drop in hospitalization, especially in the Capitale Nationale, he wrote. This is definitely not the time to relax our efforts. Over the course of the pandemic, 10,908 Quebecers have died. So far, 10,908 Quebecers have died from the COVID-19 virus. However, the death toll was changed Wednesday after an investigation found two previously reported fatalities were not related to the pandemic. Like, why would they even state that? Okay, well, two of them wasn't ready for the COVID. I guess we're going to take them out. I told you these numbers gathering are looking kind of fishy, Louisa. From day one, every day is kind of like, where are you guys pulling these numbers from? Are all the hospitals sending an update at the end of the day? Like what's going on? But Montreal, my city, were you not? Legault gives three reasons why we're winning, apparently, against the third wave of COVID-19. So let's celebrate. So here we go, man. Yo, you gotta love Legault with the fresh cut. So finally, three reasons to feel hopeful about Quebec's fight against COVID-19. In his press conference on April 27, Premier François Legault told Quebecers that we're going to be starting summer 2021 in much better shape than summer 2020. Is that so, Mr. Premier? So he goes on to say, so there's reason to be optimistic. We are getting to the end of the tunnel. This guy in this tunnel. Where is this tunnel he keeps talking about? Is it near his house, Lorena?
Has to be.
We still have part of the tunnel left to drive through, but we'll soon get to our destination. Hopefully sooner than later, Mr. Legault. He said, if you need a little dose of optimism to get through your day today, then check out Legault's Reasons to Feel Hopeful right now. Montreal, my city, we have these three reasons. So, let's go. So the first reason is the virus doesn't like the heat. Well, hold on now. What is going on in India? Last time I checked, India is really hot. So according to Legault, he states that we know that the virus doesn't like the heat, and we can expect over the next few weeks it'll be warmer and warmer. Okay, simple deduction, right, Lorena? Are we really sure the virus doesn't like the heat? Lorena's like, it's looking so-so.
Maybe the first variant, like, I don't know.
But this is just three reasons why we're winning against the third wave of COVID-19, which is the variant, apparently. So there are different opinions on whether temperatures affecting COVID-19, and the World Health Organization asserts that the virus can be transmitted in areas with hot and humid climates. Just look at the COVID-19 situation in India or Brazil. So Legault's advisors let him go up there and start spewing all this propaganda when we're actively seeing the devastation that this COVID-19 is having in India and Brazil. But he said, no, he said the virus doesn't like the heat. Maybe we have a French virus. Maybe it's a Francophone virus. So it comes with different particularities. I don't know, Lorena. The second reason, Lorena, we're getting to the end of the school year. So Quebec data shows that 20.5% of COVID-19 outbreaks occur in educational environments. So does Legault think that because the kids aren't in school, they're just going to evaporate until the next school year? Like, where are all the kids going to go during the summer?
Yeah, but then doesn't that say that the school shouldn't be open then?
Lorena, this is why you're much smarter. It seemed that way to me, but that's in here. And the third reason, people, is that vaccination is going well. Quebec data shows that 33.7% of the population has received a dose of COVID-19 vaccine. In terms of vaccine dose administered per 100,000 people, Quebec has administered the second most doses of all Canada's provinces, placing us just below Saskatchewan. Now, you know, it's not often we hear about Saskatchewan. I forgot they were still a part of Canada. We never hear no reports from Saskatchewan.
No. Not at all.
So how do you feel about these three reasons why we're winning against the third wave of the COVID-19, Lorena?
The first two confuse me. the third, I mean, they are really pushing that AstraZeneca vaccine. Right. So I guess a lot of people are getting vaccinated, which is a good thing to what they've been telling us. But yeah, I'm still confused. I'm still here confused.
Oh, okay. Well, there's more dismay. COVID-19 students at Marianopolis upset over school's decision to hold in-person exams. Now we're coming to the end of the school year. All the schools are having their end-of-year exams. And now it's the big problem, Lorena. How are we going to test these kids, especially people that are doing math and things that they could Google online and get the answers to? How are we going to kind of monitor this? Because apparently, the students do not want to be in person to do these exams, Lorena. So Marianopolis college students are upset that the school is forcing in-person exams to prevent cheating. Students say they have been a growing anxiety because they claim the administration is choosing to prioritize academic integrity over health and safety. So, Lorena, I want to ask you this morning. Do you feel that's the case for a lot of these schools that are pushing for in-person exams? Because there is a risk of cheating. This is not no made-up thing. This is not no magical thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, there is a risk of cheating, but, I mean, I feel like overall you should put a person's health. That should be a priority.
Right.
So, I mean, they had time. They should have figured something out so that these students could take their tests at home.
Listen, I took a course at McGill online. And, you know, yeah, you had exams and stuff. I think they could make the test pretty much hard that Google won't save you. But for the math exam, maybe do smaller groups and have them in smaller rooms and do it like that. So, you know, have like 4 or 5 people in a room. That should make the students feel comfortable, right? Come on now. We got to get these tests right. You can't have all y'all cheating using Google and all of that. But as you said, Lorena, a person's health should be primordial over everything else, right? Boy, sad, sad news. India is having a very, very tough go, Lorena. A very, very tough go. So India's deadly COVID-19 surge rooted in crowded super spreader events, apparently. So India's death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 200,000. As a virus surge sweeps the country rooted in so-called super spread events that were allowed to happen in the months after India thought it had the pandemic under control. Now India is enduring its darkest chapter yet with mass funeral pyres, burials, and a collapse of the health system compounded by shortage of oxygen, ventilators, and hospital beds. Man, Our prayers go out to India, man. India's in a really, really, really tough place, man. Shortage of ventilators, Lorena. Oxygen. Hospital beds. I've never read a report that says a total collapse of the health system.
No, but it sounds like when we started with the... No, especially New York, I should say. Yeah. What it sounds like when they were going through it in the beginning, this is what this sounds like. And it's a horrible situation that I would never wish on anybody. So I hope to start to look up soon.
So in India, hospitalization and deaths have reached record highs. Patients are suffocating because hospitals are using up their oxygen supplies. Fires at overwhelmed crematoriums are lighting up night skies. Imagine that, like, you know... I got so emotional when I was putting this one together because, like, imagine you suffocate to death. That's no way to go.
No.
That's the way to go. I need to see some countries send some aid. You know, where's Biden? Biden said he had all these stocks of vaccine. You don't got some ventilators?
I was about to say, call Joe.
Oh, you know him like that. Okay, he's Joe for you, right?
Yep.
He's Joe for you. In other news and more optimistic news, Quebec pledges $233 million to fight domestic violence after a spate of femicides. So more than $90 million is earmarked for women's shelters, which should help the centers increase space and offer more services to women seeking help. Public Security Minister Geneviève Gibault told reporters. So at least 10 women have been killed by their male partners in 2021. Very devastating. The most recent killing occurred 1 week ago when Quebec Provincial Police said Richard West, 50, killed his wife Diane Donnell, 38, before taking his own life in the couple's home in Mercier, Quebec, south of Montreal. So the new money will help Women's Shelter create 163 new spaces and hire 313 more full-time staff. Women's Shelters will also have their annual funding increase from about $77 million to $126 million by the government's 2025-2026 fiscal year. That's still a long way away. We're still in 2021. That's like wishful thinking for that money at this point, right? Mm-hmm. So according to Quebec's Federation of Women's Shelters, called Fédération des Maisons d'Hébergement pour Femmes, facilities in the province are often at a capacity and thousands of women are turned away each year. So imagine that you're a woman and you're seeking asylum from your partner that's being on you, or you're suffering from domestic violence within your household, and you go to these shelters and they're overcrowded, right? This should be fixed immediately.
Yep.
Not 25, 26, Lorena, immediately. Oh, boy. Boy, so much things going on in this world, Lorena. So much things going on. Very important today. I spoke about it at the top of the show. Canada's 2021 tax deadline is still April 30th. So, Lorena, today is the tax deadline. So despite renewed school and business shutdown in parts of the country due to the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ottawa did not prolong the tax season this year. Do you feel a way about that, Lorena? Should they have extended it? We are going through some turbulent times, to say the least.
Yep, no, definitely. They should have extended it, especially because we also have to add in CERB for anybody that collected those things.
So, Lorena, they don't want to hear about CERB, Lorena. They don't want you to mention it. They're like, if we don't talk about it, the government won't remember they gave us all this money. If we don't talk about it, it didn't happen. So filing and paying your taxes by the deadline is always a good idea, but maybe even more important this year if you're receiving COVID-19 benefits. So according to personal finance expert Rubina Ahmed Haq, if you don't file, you could see a delay not just in your Canada Child Benefit, but also any income supports that you may apply for. So it's very important. If you're receiving income supply support, it's very important to file your taxes on time because they're going to delay everything. Even if you don't owe any taxes, you must file a tax return in order to access any tax credits and benefits you might be entitled to, such as GST and CCB, as well as the old age security pension and the guaranteed income supplements. It's very important to file your taxes on time. April 30th is the deadline. Friday today is the deadline. Lorena, if you're late turning in your 2020 tax return and owe taxes, the CRA will charge you a late filing penalty. That's 5% of your 2020 tax balance, plus another 1% of your balance for each month your return is late, to a maximum of 12 months. On top of that, the tax agency will charge compound daily interest on your unpaid 2020 taxes, also starting May 1st, 2021. But that's nothing new. They always add interest if you don't pay it on time, right? But the good news is the CRA said it won't be charging interest on 2020 taxes owing if your taxable income is less than $75,000 and you receive one or more COVID-19 benefits in 2020. The interest relief will be placed until April 30th, 2022, the tax agency said. Boy, file them taxes, Lorena. In short, right? In short. Switching gears a little bit, let's go to the States. Finally, some semblance of justice, I would like to think. So, three men indicted on hate crime charges in death of Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery was a Georgia man that was killed while out on a run last year. So the U.S. Justice Department brought federal hate crime charges Wednesday in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, charging a father and son who armed themselves, chased and fatally shot the 25-year-old black man after spotting him running in their Georgia neighborhood. Yo, like, even reading it, Lorena, I'm just like, damn, that really happened. So, Travis McMichael and his father, Gregory, were charged along with a third man, William Rhodey, Brian, with one count each of interference with civil rights and attempting kidnapping. The McMichaels are also charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. So the indictment charges that the McMichaels armed themselves with firearms, got into a truck, and chased Arbery through the public streets of the neighborhood while yelling Arbery using their truck to cut off his route and threatening him with firearms. That is crazy. They really did that, Lorena.
Nope.
The unlitigated gall. They really, the nerve of some people. It also alleges that Brian got into a truck and then chased Arbery using the vehicle to block his path. Arbery, 25, was killed on February 3rd, 2020 by three close-range shotgun blasts after the McMichaels pursued him in a pickup truck as he was running through their neighborhood. So at the time Arbery was killed, Georgia was one of just four U.S. states without a hate crime law, right, Lorena? So amid the outcry over his death, Georgia lawmakers quickly passed a law allowing for additional penalty for certain crimes found to be motivated by a victim's race, color, religion, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender, or mental or physical disability. So some semblance of justice. Listen, good for them. I feel no way. Good for them. Georgia, time to wake up. Get a hate crime law passed properly. It's been a long time since I talked a little bit about science, a little bit on the show, Lorena. I got some troubling news. If we weren't facing enough things. The world's glaciers are melting away faster than before, a study says. So, the risks include sea level rise, water shortages, deadly outbursts from glacial lakes. So a new study is using millions of satellite images to generate a clearer picture than ever before of the fate of the world's glaciers. So study co-author Brian Manunos of the University of Northern British Columbia says those glaciers are getting smaller and faster, with those in Western North America thinning more quickly than almost any others in the world. So the amount of ice, the study says, is melting away each year is almost unimaginable. Manuno says it's 267 billion tons a year. Just 1 billion tons is equal to the mass of 10,000 fully loaded aircraft carriers. Imagine that. Let's put that in perspective. That's a lot. We're losing a lot.
Yeah.
Just 1 billion tons is equal to the mass of 10,000 fully loaded aircraft carriers. The pace is picking up, especially in North America, where glaciers are melting four times faster now than they were 20 years ago. Half the world's glacial loss is coming from the United States and Canada. Very, very important. We keep an eye on this. Very, very important, Lumina. There may not be no Titanic. There'll be no glacier for the ship to hit, Lorena, soon. This is very, very troubling.
No, it is. Especially you said like a drought too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, the glaciers, they're melting faster than normal, right? So the sea level is going to rise because all this added water is going to form. And there's going to be water shortages. This is not trending in the right direction. I'd like to see the environment minister come back and say something about this, because how is this not raising alarms anywhere? I know we're dealing a lot with COVID and race in society and all these things, but hold on. We still live on a planet. We might have put some of our other issues to the back burner, not the COVID thing, but some of the other issues. This is important as well.
No, definitely. I agree.
Oh, man. You know what, Lorena? Let's play some music, man. I think I ended on too much of a bad note.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.7.
Jam of the week. Jam of the week. Nate Husser. Nick Jenkins. Teriyaki. Montreal. Stand up. The Morning Detour.
And I keep boxing on. In my psyche, for my feng shui, all my reiki. Oh, she said she don't like me. That's just unlikely. MTL to Cali. MTL Cali. I'm flying, driving. I did it. Don't worry about how I get it. Just know I got it. And better recognize what it means to see me flossing that I'm a boss. Brand new Benz, panoramic ice watch, I'm feeling awesome. Rose from from the concretes on the block where I blossom. Never did the costume, pretend to fit. But every day was Halloween, even with no pods of pen. Had a lot of green, streets trust me like banks trust white men. I might just get rich and still trap, I'm just saying. Just to keep it FTP, I'm not playing. We got plans to make bands, let's shake hands. Connect dates, make ends meet, and expand. And worry about your own, no study, no next man. I had to cut the shorty, was stuck on an X-Man. I'm a super, so stuck on my D. See you later, peace, take it easy. C'est la vie, I'm living free. Die hard, make it easy, watch on your heart. And I'm just a human being with a lion heart. But I don't fuck with bulls, she don't treat me like I'm God. Cause anything less than that is really falling short. You falling off, baby. And I ain't waiting, I ain't waiting, I ain't playing with you. Said I ain't waiting, I ain't waiting, I ain't playing with you. Said I ain't waiting, I ain't waiting, I ain't playing with you. You fuck around, I ain't staying with you, bitch. I'm gone. Gone.
I can see the light.
2020 vision. Know I got the eagle eye, I know my toes is pigeon. Prone to repetition, but of my own volition. I be speaking on my growth, this maturation ain't just egotisticism or some infatuation. We create an ecosystem for some pseudo-wisdom. Niggas, you know, do that. Niggas don't know nothing, be like, true that. I just shake my head, that shit break my heart. My mama told me, break a leg, I grind too hard, I break my pegs. I buy some more, I break them too. I grind some more and face a joint the same way that I face the truth. Keeping my own pace with shit, feel like I had LASIK. Shit. Even if I went blind, the way that this shit on my tongue, you see the shit soon as I say some shit. I could barely taste the shit. Put it on your gums and tell me that we ain't freebasing. Bury me with kings or I want cremation. Please don't fake the shit. We not really talking about the art. Niggas heard it once, you talk about wasting shit. Niggas ain't got aim, you talk about wasting clips. Burdens on my shoulders, ain't no space for chips.
I can see the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see the light.
Yeah.
I can see it clear.
Hey, ha, ha, hey.
Yeah.
Montreal, my city, one thing is certain. We all have a past. We all got history with somebody.
I don't want no more pain.
We on Fridays.
I don't want no more drama.
It's the morning detour, DJ Moon One.
I don't want fall no more. I'm still standing my ground, but all these bumps around me, I don't want to cry no more, I don't want to fall no more. And me and you, we got history, when I'm gone, you gon' miss me. I've been down for a long, long time, I can't take it on no more time. Only thinking about victory, can't fuck with anything that's contradictory. Boy, check, never satisfied. What is dead may never die.
On top of my case, they carry the antenna. They tie kele, they tie bandana. They wanna lock me up, turn me to Mandela. But I guess if I got the team, my man, them. And I know, when I go, give me the strength to conquer my foes. Give me the strength to stand on my foes. Cause I know if you do, I'm on my own.
Me and you, we got history. When I'm gone, you gon' miss me. I've been down for a long, long time. I can't take it on no more time. Only thinking about victory. Can't fuck with anything that's contradictory. Boy, check, never satisfied. What is dead may never die.
I'm on the auto when I'm driving. All these potholes and it's swerving. Don't stress me on my G. I'm flexing as you see. If you wanna do, I got cold, my test. All this fake love, you did best. Don't love me, let me be. Tryna break me, I'm a beast. Yeah. Me and you, we got history. When I'm gone, you gon' miss me. I've been down for a long, long time. And I know if you take I'm one more time.
Only thinking about victory. Can't fuck with anything that's contradictory. Boy, check, never satisfied. What is dead may never die.
Say nobody fit to stop my shine. I know fit die cause it's not my time. Man, I'm on my grind. And I only money take my mind. Say now only money take my mind. Oh,
see, I don't care about no enemies. They envy me, they tryna get to me. But now only money take my mind. Then my only money take my mind. Oh,
me and you, we got history. When I'm gone, you gon' miss me. I've been down for a long, long time. I can't take it on no more time. Only thinking about victory. Can't fuck with anything that's on that
beat. Good morning, Detour.
Boy, check, never satisfied. 9.3
FM.
brought to you by B Condoms, the only black owned condom company. The best way is the safe way. BCondoms.com.
So look how they treated it. I know that they proud of me now. Look at me flexing. Enough with the stress. Enough with the stress. Enough with the stress. Enough with the stress.
I bust a bop on dance. She give a bop with no hands. That's two different situations. Make movies, not situations. Don't turn to see no problem. No, they don't want problems with us. Tell them bring out them bottles quicker. Cause I'm feeling angry, I shoot this bitch up. Can't really pay me, cause send this bitch up. I send the infant, I'm fighting this top. Don't play with nobody. Stay at me wrong, make a call, they will bend the bitch up. He disrespecting me, getting him out of here. Shout out my label, we winning, we not a square. Look, but I'm supposed to be chilling. I'm supposed to be chilling, but keep getting out of place on me. I don't wanna be a villain, but violence, what they respect on me. Came here to have fun, but guns round, case a price tag on me. Can't let them get the one up, I can't let them flex on me.
Look how they treated it. I know that they proud of me now. Said, look how they treated it. I know that they proud of me now. Look at me flexing, enough with the stress, enough with the stress.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let's show our love for our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and give generously to legitimate efforts to help. Vincentians Ulette McNichol and Donnet Jackson have come together to organize relief barrels for those affected by the volcanic eruptions. We're appealing to the community for donations of non-perishable food items to be sent off by the end of April. If you are moved to help, please call 438-830-2092 or 514-318-8763.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
That's how you play some music, Luina. It's tax season. I already did mine. My return looking proper. I don't know about anybody else, boy. Huh? And much y'all, my city, welcome back to The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weez Moonchase, alongside Lorena. Now's about the time for us to do community updates and what's happening in the entertainment industry. Lorena, what do you have for us this Friday?
Yes, so let's start off with some community updates, things that we can do this weekend. So first up, I have the Pretend Fest, which is happening May 1st and May 2nd from 12 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This is located at 3131 Boulevard de la Couverture in Saint-Laurent. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this year they got to make a change. They got to respect COVID regulations. So it's going to be a drive-through this year. So you have to check the menu before arriving, pick which pretend you want, have your method of payment ready and everything. And then when you get there, they'll take your order, deliver your food. And once you receive it, you do have to leave because I guess they need room for like the cars that are coming out. But if you are interested, you could go on Facebook at Le Grand Food Fest. On their page, they have the menu of all the different poutines that they have this year. And you could go ahead and make your choice.
You're making me hungry just talking about it. When does that start? Is it today? Is it tax season day? Like,
what's this? No, it's after tax season day, May 1st and May 2nd. So that's when you could go. But honestly, after I finished researching it, I went and I made myself a poutine. So, next up, we have Love and Liberation, Blueprints for a BIPOC Future. This is also happening on Saturday, May 1st from 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern. So Love and Liberation is a series of workshops and discussions that center BIPOC students' experiences and solutions for driving systemic change. The conference will allow participants the opportunity to choose from 10 interactive online dialogues that explore various themes, including cultivating food justice, navigating racialized trauma, building Black and Indigenous solidarity, celebrating Black love, engaging in transformative justice, and more. So there's a lot of things that are included in these conversations. So you could sign up on Eventbrite. It is a free event. You just have to type in Love and Liberation and you can go ahead and sign up for that. Also on Saturday, is Black Women in Science. So the stories, the struggles, and the successes. I think this is an important event to attend if you are interested in the sciences or if you are studying in that field. So this is from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And through interviews and Q&A segments, attendees will have the opportunity to learn how to start and progress in their scientific education and career and how to combat challenges that may be faced. So this is great because, again, like we said before, when talking about being in school and being in like those Black student groups and stuff, it's really important to surround yourself with people that look like you, that understand the things that you will go through so that everybody could progress and elevate. Next, we have Black Boys Code. I've mentioned them before on the show. They're actually doing something really cool. They partnered with Sony Pictures Imageworks. Present, compute, code, and create the 3 C's of digital movie making. This is happening on May 8th from 1 p.m. It's only 1 hour. It's for boys aged 8 to 17. And they're going to be focusing on animated movies such as Spider-Man. So if you're a fan of Spider-Man, the Marvel Universe, definitely check this out. They're going to have engineers and artists from Sony that will teach the kids how to use computers, how they use computers and code to create animated movies. They're going to talk about the challenges of building the computers they work on and how they write code to make the animation software. So that is a cool event. Definitely sign up because it is limited spaces.
Oh, yeah. Sign up early, people. That sounds dope. I want a code too, Lorena.
A little too old for this one. But if you have a nephew, a son, a godson, have them sign up. Eventbrite, again, type in Black Boys Code. Follow them. They have a lot of events going on.
Right.
And then also to the Crown Project, we are doing our Queen gift boxes. So if you have a girl that's in grade 6 or grade 11, they could definitely sign up for the contest and enter to win. We're giving away 20 boxes in total, 10 for elementary, 10 for high school. And I would like to announce one of the products that are going to be in the box that I'm excited about is Beauty. So everybody knows Jessica Alba, the actress.
Yeah.
So it's actually her company, the Honest Company. So Honest Beauty is a wellness brand that empowers people to live happy and healthy lives. So you could get these products at Pharmaprix. They're across Canada. And also Honest Beauty provides Canadians with a thoughtfully formulated, safe, effective, and clean beauty products that work. So this is really good because the products are clean products, they're safe. That's all what Honest Beauty is about, or the Honest Company in general. So I'm really happy to include these products in the box. And then, you know, later on, I will reveal more products to come that are in. But definitely go to www.thecrownproject.net and sign up. Follow us on social media, The Crown Project. And in our bio is the link.